Harry Potter is enrolled in a photography class to learn how to take better dick pics, and his professor is Draco Malfoy?
Jamie Lannister and Brienne of Tarth are directing a Titanic exhibit, and Jon Snow is the security guard?
Tony Stark is producing a dating show on a tropical island, and all the Avengers are the contestants.
There is no way stories like this exist.
And there is no way three best friends would read them and put their reactions out for the world to hear.
I mean, no one would do that, right? Guys?
I'm Allie Lefever.
I'm Lindsay Rush.
I'm Danny Chapman.
And this is Fangasm.
The following podcast is rated H for horny. It contains adult themes, sexually explicit content, strong language, and characters we don't own.
Getting strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Nutbusters!
If it's getting weird and the listening's good, who you gonna call?
Nutbusters!
Welcome back to Fangasm. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Slimer. A.K.A. Danny.
I'm Dr. Peter Venkman. So we should have done. I'm Dr. Peter Venkman. I'm Dr. Ray Stans.
And I'm Slimer.
And I'm Junie.
Okay, well, that's a song that we love, which is perfect for the season of Dune.
Plot twist.
That's what they call in the magic world misdirection.
Gotcha.
And what they call in the Fangasm world, a missed erection.
Ooh. Wow. Did you just think of that? That was good, dude.
And that's misdirection of a misdirection. We are so excited to be back for a full season, second of the year, 28th of our lives, end of your lives.
28.
And there is so much fun content happening. And we decided to go paranormal. We're already not normal, and now we've decided to go paranormal. I think for the first time.
We did have one Harry Potter quickie where we were ghost busted nuts. So
Nearly Headless Nick was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Peeves and Nearly Headless Nick. Something like that. I don't know.
Now that would be a fun crossover, a little Slimer and Nearly Headless.
So fun.
The fans are begging for it. So that was a fun little song, but Lindsay and I decided to come up with a quick little game for Danny in tribute to our new season of really just the cadence of the song we just sang. So instead of saying, like, who are you going to call Ghostbusters, we're going to give you a different prompt, and you have to guess what the Nutbuster would be.
Blank Buster.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Fill in the Blank Buster.
Fill in the Buster.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. This one starts off easy. How you gonna vacuum? It's small. How you gonna vacuum a tiny little mess?
Dust Buster.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. I was like, Bunny Buster. Get there with the dust bunny.
Well, this one's gonna tap into your political knowledge.
Oh, I wouldn't have known this one.
How's the Senate gonna delay a vote?
Filibuster.
Thank you. I don't know if you know this show. Who does Tony Hale play in Arrested Development?
Isn't it Buster
it's
Buster?
Buster. It's Buster Blue.
Just Buster.
Just Buster.
Where are you going to run a video?
Blockbuster.
Where were you going to run a video 10 years ago?
What is Rent-A-Video?
Oh, Allie deviated from...
I went rogue. But I think it's funny. Like, so Lindsay wanted to do all Busters, and I wanted to do just rhymes with Buster.
Well, that just is a lot harder for him.
Okay, we don't have to do all of them, but I did want to do this one because it's stupid.
I don't know if you know, but I am a doctor of the para-anal activity, so I...
Okay, I think you got this one, Danny. Who took a last stand?
Colonel Custer.
Yeah. cute.
From the 1890s.
Yeah, just a recent, that's breaking olds. Breaking olds.
Breaking olds. Custer breaking
took a last
olds.
Stand. Oh, this is huge. Okay, this was a fun word I had totally forgotten about. How are you going to detect a nearby police car? Do you remember what that little thing is called?
Yes. I know it's a scanner.
A friend had him in a car.
This also feels like a regional difference. Like, I feel like they would call
him.
Oh,
I wonder.
Is it Cop Buster?
It's a Fuzz Buster.
Oh, we didn't call him that.
Oh.
That's what they're called.
Oh, wow. We called him just a scanner, police scanner. A lot less cool.
Uh-oh, Fuzz Buster.
I don't know these alleys, so I'll guess alleys,
okay,
too.
You can guess mine, too.
Now that she's deviated from Buster.
What do you call a poor performance?
Lackluster.
Okay, and the last one is, who's Lumiere in love with?
The Feather Duster.
Oh, wait, this is a dessert I used to love, but it's missing a word. What are you going to get at Dairy Queen? It's a sundae. It's a parfait, really.
A brownie explosioner.
A peanut buster parfait. It's a nut buster.
Peanut buster parfait. That's right.
I want someone to go into Dairy Queen and order a nut buster with a serious face. And they're like, what?
Deadpan.
A peanut buster parfait. That's what I said.
Fangasm on the streets.
We'll give you a dollar.
You get a free sticker if you get a video of yourself asking for just a nut buster at Dairy Queen.
And we'll pay for the nut buster.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. We'll buy your nut buster.
We'll Venmo you, yeah.
You guys, that was so good. Like, I feel like that could be, like, a full improv warm-up game. Or full game. That's the game. Come watch us rhyme.
What did we have to, Danny, do a setup for this one that we had to cut from the song? One I'm highlighting. I don't know how you said that.
Yeah, how do you set that one up?
Wait. Do the setup. What's the?
You do the setup and we'll say the thing.
Hold on. I got a good setup. I want to hear what yours is, though. Danny, you can do it. I don't want to steal your thunder.
When you got 14 friends and you're trying to splooge, where are you going to do it to?
A cum dumpster.
Cum dumpster.
I was going to say, what's a synonym for jizz trap?
Oh, cum dumpster. Yeah, I was just going to do, where are you going to splooge? Although, you're spooge, right, Al? The age-old debate?
Spooge. Yeah, we dropped the L. There's no L in our spooge. Mm,
it's a ghost one.
It's a silent L. Shall we just jump into, what's the story called?
Super Busters.
Who's it written by?
Love Busters.
It's just Busters.
I will say, so we are so excited to read Ghostbusters. If you're listening to this, you might have just seen it released last weekend because it's coming out March 22nd. Came out March 22nd. Come dumpster on March 22nd of 2024.
Breaking olds.
But I'm so excited because I think the movie's got like our favorites, our old favorites, our new favorites. We also had debated which fandom because there's so many good movies coming out. I do want to give a shout out to Dune because we had talked about doing that. There is not a lot of great fic that meets our criteria that doesn't get like oddly incestuous very fast, which – I mean, Dune isn't a light story, but I do want to recognize that there's a lot of sexy stuff about Dune that would have been great to read about. So if you're thinking, oh, should I write a Dune fic, get typing.
Just Dune it.
Yeah, just Dune it. I think also another issue with the Dune fic is that they were really serious. There wasn't really a lot of like AU Dune or any wacky premises. It was like they were pretty aligned with the general story of Dune. So
you're saying there was no opportunity for a bunch of Buster jokes? Then
yeah, there was limited cock jokes. So we said didn't meet our criteria.
I've just been sticking my dick in a popcorn bucket waiting for a story. Yeah. So
that is heartbreaking that we got a popcorn bucket just screaming for a fangasm story and nothing.
Nada.
So if someone writes a quickie, which is 2,800 or less, we will read it on our Patreon.
Cool.
And that's a promise.
Entice.
Can you imagine?
Speaking of Patreon, we did just release two... We just released two episodes over the break between the season of The Bear and the season of Ghostbusters. That is an homage to the new Kong Godzilla movie that's coming out. And this one left us feeling everything and nothing at all. So if you are really curious what Godzilla and King Kong, what damage they could get up to in a bathhouse after work, this story and these quickies are for you. So check it out on Patreon.com.
I would say our most business professional story we've ever read.
That's true.
I guess it went from business professional to business casual really quickly.
It was after hours. It was after work hours.
Yeah.
It was after work hours. Wait, really fast. I feel like we should read some of the titles that we did not use for the second.
Please
do.
There were so many.
It was an embarrassment of riches.
Some of the titles, oh my God. We had Let's Get Ready to Cumble.
Let's Make This Bathhouse a Home. Boston Tossed Around. Wylan and Reptilin. Enemies to Bathers. A Reptile Dysfunction, Kai Juices, Go G-Spot, Jungle Juices. And those didn't even make the final cut.
Yeah, those are 1% of the ideas that we didn't come up with. So check it out.
And the AI art alone is insane.
Oh my God. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
Now, that was another fandom that was really hard to find stories. Also because like Godzilla and Kong don't have like so much dialogue. So that one you definitely needed the AU of them being coworkers and meeting up at the company bathhouse after work to really make the plot sing. You know what I mean?
Speaking of plot singing, should we get reading?
We should.
Giddy up.
Do it, Al Buster.
Janine was slightly ticked off. Winston had taken Ecto-1 out to get a good wash after their last bust. There was so much goop left on it. Oh, man, we are already starting off in the thick of the goop. He preferred to have it washed professionally. Can we interest you in a pairing who do incredible washes professionally? King Kong and Godzilla.
I thought you were going to say this was like a...
They only wash professionally.
Goop by Gwyneth Paltrow collab. There's so much goop on it. I mean, she does have a vagina scented candle and J-Dag up her vag.
If I got a J-Dag stuck in my snatch, I think I'd leave it there internally. I don't think I'd ever go to the ER to get it addressed.
She died as she lived with a J-Dag caught in her snatch. The queen of dragons over here. Mother of dragons.
Awesome. With Allie, the A in jade and the E in egg are the same vowel to Allie. If I got a jade egg in my veg.
In my snake.
Jade egg in my veg. Oh, boy.
More when than if.
Yeah. Ray was in the lab with Egon working on their latest toy, and Peter was in the middle of a very important phone call upstairs. The UPS driver had dropped off 3 large and heavy boxes. Janine had buzzed the lab 4 times to get Egon or Ray to come help remove them. She knew better than to ask Peter. She sighed again, looking up to the ceiling. She yelled, "Egon, Ray, get down here, now." She gave them 30 seconds to respond. She smirked as she went over to the desk alarm. Without hesitation, she slammed her hand onto it. Immediately, she could hear footsteps from the lab. Ray came sliding down the fire pole while Egon ran downstairs. Peter followed Ray sliding down. "You guys hear that, but not me?" she shouted, annoyed. "You mean there's no call?" Ray asked, disappointment obvious on his face. "No, there's no call. I need you guys to move these boxes. I'm sure they belong in the lab anyway. They have Egon's name on them." She crossed her arms, her eyes reflecting anger. "Yes, that's my new microscope and the parts we need for the atomizer," Egon said happily. Despite her anger, Janine couldn't help but smile. Egon is like a kid at Christmas when orders come in. "What's an atomizer?" Peter asked. "We've been working on it the last few days," Ray replied excitedly. "It'll break down large entities into smaller ones." Peter gave Janine a confused look. She shrugged her shoulders. "And the reason we need to do this is," Peter asked. Egon adjusted his glasses. "In the event that we come face to face with another entity as large as the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man, it would be easier to deal with the smaller one. Wouldn't you agree?" "So it shrinks stuff?" Janine asked. "Basically, yeah," Ray replied. Peter laughed. "As long as that's the only thing it shrinks." Ray and Egon blushed, realizing the crude reference Peter had made. Janine glanced at Peter. "Good thing it won't affect you then." "Oh, she's snappy," she replied coldly as she returned to behind her desk. "Please get these boxes out of here." Egon and Ray smiled at Janine's comeback to Peter's remark as they each picked up a box. Peter picked up another box and followed them upstairs, brooding over Janine's remark. "How'd that important phone call go?" Janine called upstairs. Peter looked at her over his shoulder. "Not as well as I had hoped, since somebody hit the alarm for no reason." "I disagree on the no reason part. Anything I can do to get things going in the right direction?" Janine asked sweetly. "Not unless you can hook me up with a date this Friday," Peter replied, heading upstairs. Janine smiled as she flipped through her personal address book. 30 minutes later, Winston arrived in Ecto-1, bright and shiny as ever. As he exited the vehicle, Janine was finishing up a call. Thanks, Barbara. If this works out, I'll owe you one.
Anyways, see you on Broadway, Ms. Drysand.
Thanks, Babs.
Thanks, Babs.
She took a look at the vehicle and whistled. Lindsay, do one of your good whistles.
Oh, but you guys can never hear them.
But the people will.
Ah, the people. Wait, I'm not going to whistle.
People. Do it for the people.
I can only do a, like...
A trumpet.
Yeah.
Trumpet at them.
Thank you. Barbara, she took one look at the vehicle and did a mouth trumpet.
Wow, Winston. Great job on the car. I think all whistles should be changed to mouth trumpets. That's a soapbox. I will.
That's my new platform.
Whistles are out. Mouth trumps are in.
It is an election year, so let's focus on what is important.
Yeah. He smiled. Thanks, but I can't take all the credit. My cousin owns a car dealership. I thought he could use some extra business. Did we get a call? Nah, just setting Dr. V up with a date this Friday. I can't believe he asked, and she was like, yeah, no problem. And she just opens her address book.
Sure.
Are you nuts? Since when do you handle that? She shrugged her shoulders. I figured it was the least I could do after making him, Ray, and Egon get some heavy boxes up to the lab. Just then, the phone rang. Ghostbusters! Winston watched as Janine wrote down the information. His eyebrows arched as he heard several uh-huh and mm-hmm going on. Janine ended the call and slammed her hand on the alarm again. Is this for real this time? Peter yelled downstairs. Yes, and it'll be worth coming down here for, Janine yelled back. The guys reappeared downstairs. Nice wash job, Ray exclaimed. Indeed, much better than before, Egon agreed. Winston just smiled in reply. Janine handed the information to Peter. He looked back at her confused. She smiled and explained. The white sheet is your next call. Seems there's a rather tall entity giving the bookstore a hard time. The yellow sticky note is your date for Friday.
Don't get those mixed up, you know what I mean?
You got to know what to bust and what not to bust.
Yeah, don't clean up for the bookstore and Ecto your girlfriend.
Peter's smile widened. Ah, her phone number, the restaurant we're eating at, and the time. What's the other mean? He read out the letters. WSB. Janine smiled. White, single, blonde. Peter high-fived her before heading to his locker. What do you think? What else could it stand for? WSB.
Will suck balls.
Thank you.
Just first thing always on my mind.
When I hear WSB, I always get confused.
You guys know.
Wear short boxers.
I like it.
Wear your saucy briefs.
Why so blue? But it means something different.
Ray jumped for a different reason. Bookstore? Yeah, this entity was described as being about 7 feet tall and wearing a dark-colored trench coat and fedora. Honestly, this sounds like my dream guy. At a bookstore. Tall. He's a mysterious type. I love him.
Probably pale.
It also feels like it's Darkwing Duck or Carmen Sandiego. So.
What kind of trouble is it causing? Egon asked. Recataloging the books.
Sorry. Is Dewey up to his decimal system again? Library jokes can be.
According to the caller, books are being thrown across the room by themselves, and this guy is mumbling about some kind of weird language. Pig Latin. Aye, ote. Awesome, Ray replied as he ran to his locker. Winston and Egon followed suit and got ready to leave. Egon, be careful, Janine whispered to him, lightly touching his arm with her fingertips. I always am, he replied, emotionless. Oh, God, so did Janine have the hots for Egon big time?
Big time.
Sure seems like it.
Janine sighed and sat back down at her desk. She watched the guys leave, hoping they'd be back soon and safe. Maybe it'd be easier if he could just read my mind, she thought sadly to herself.
Cut to Mel Gibson, What Women Want.
Oh my God, an iconic film.
His daughter in that movie, I was friends with when I was a little girl.
Oh, that's fun.
When we were both like kids, she's from Michigan. She was not like a famous person back then, but yeah, she went on to be an actress.
Or she was, and she was only friends with you because you were also famous because of your crayon naming. Because of Marvelous.
You hear the Marvelous rumblings around town.
You're like, so we both are sort of in the B-list actors.
I can definitely see your friendship in her acting. I totally see the mark, the indelible mark you've left on her.
Why do you think she wears Marvelous lip gloss to this day?
It's true.
The influence has never ceased. Lindsay, what kind of dee-doo do we think? Just a lot of booze?
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-doo. Beep, 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 beep. Beautiful.
I ain't afraid of story breaks.
I ain't afraid of no dudes. Deet.
Ecto-1 arrived at the bookstore. Frightened customers were seen running out of the door. I'd say we're definitely in the right place, Peter quipped. The others grinned as they suited up. As they walked inside the store, the guys looked around. The store was in chaos. Books were scattered everywhere, customers screaming and running in fear, and the lights flickering on and off.
You guys, this must be set September 17th, 2024, when A Bit Much comes out, right? So it's like, just kidding, it's not Ghost. Everyone's just really excited about Lindsay's poetry collection. It's chaos!
Just burning the library down.
Give me the copy! I need it for a Mother's Day gift. It's perfect!
I'm on a 25-week. Libby, wait. I need it!
I love it. Man, these lights are enough to induce seizures, Winston said as he shielded his eyes from the bright lights. A man who looked to be in his mid-30s ran up to them.
Give me that copy of A Bit Much! I'm not her target audience, but I love it!
A great gift for people of all ages and genders. Ghostbusters. Oh, thank goodness. I'm Mr. Sterling, the owner of the store. We can't keep this book on the shelves. Peter shook the man's hand. Hi there. I'm Dr. Venkman. These are my colleagues, Dr. Stance, Dr. Spengler, and Mr. Zeddemore. Did you call this in? I did. The guy showed up earlier and went straight to the back of the store. I asked if he needed assistance, but he ignored me. Another customer asked me for help. Just Lindsay in a trench coat. Lindsay with a fedora.
I'm like, hey, you got more copies of this? We want to buy them. Just still me in different.
You guys.
Wait, is this a library or a bookstore? We have conflated both. Is this a library or a bookstore?
I think it's a bookstore.
So why were we doing library jokes earlier?
I don't know.
Perfect.
We just know there's books.
That's it.
I did. The guy showed up earlier and went straight to the back of the store. I asked if he needed assistance, but he ignored me. Another customer asked me for help, so I excused myself to help her. The next thing I know, this guy is mumbling some weird language and everything went to hell. The last statement may be more accurate than you know, Egon replied as he checked PKE readings. Satanic ritual? Ray asked. I'll need to take readings on the entity himself, but it appears to indeed be of demonic nature.
PKE is the psychokinetic energy meter. But I was thinking, like, instead of BDE, what is PKE? Like, what would you show up with?
Oh, my gosh. Let's check
out. Penis, kinetic energy.
Like, you're moving your penis around a lot.
Just a quick thrusting.
That is a very kinetic penis.
Wow. The reading on this PKE is high. He was very loose underwear.
Flopping everywhere.
Peter looked at Mr. Sterling. You better evacuate the rest of your customers and employees. This might get ugly. Mr. Sterling nodded and began evacuating. Once the store was empty, the guys fired up their proton packs. Egon led the way to the back of the store. There was a back room that contained more in-depth books and artifacts. In the far corner of the room, the tall figure was standing, muttering something. His eyes were closed with his arms outstretched, his palms face up towards the ceiling.
You guys, I think PKE should stand for pervy kinetic energy, so it can be like, how horny are you? That's what it should read. And that's what we can ask ourselves at the end of this, like, how much PKE?
I agree.
What's the PKE reading on this chapter?
What's the pervy scale? What scale are we working against?
0 to 69.
0 to 69 pervs.
0 to 96.
On the pervometer.
This is where they keep the good stuff, Ray whispered. Ancient spells, witchcraft, potion ingredients. Awesome. Winston patted Ray's shoulder playfully. Take it easy, man. Maybe you can check this stuff out later. Suddenly, the entity's eyes opened, revealing bright green eyes. He stared at them with a chilling grin. Welcome. You have come to destroy me? Nah, we're just here to check out some books.
He's also confused. Library or bookstore?
I think he means look at some books. This is tricky.
Peter replied casually. Egon leaned closer to Peter and whispered, be careful. This is registering a class 7.
Oh, so it's a class 1 to a class 69.
Maybe it's out of 6.9.
Thank you.
We're already at a 7 right now.
A class 7. Beep, 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 beep. This ghost is perved up.
Peter nodded, signaling that he heard him. What is it you're here for exactly? I am here for a certain item. It is of no consequence to you, he snarled. That's where we disagree, Peter replied. When you started trashing the place, that's when we were called. We looked at the others, nodding. Hit it! They opened fire, stream shooting out at the entity. He simply laughed and vanished. They stopped firing. Peter looked over at Egon and Ray. Okay, I know from my past experience, it can't be that easy. You're correct, Egon replied. The PKE meter is still registering a strong class 7. Wonder what he's looking for, Winston asked. Doesn't matter. We're here to catch this guy, Peter replied. Suddenly, the entity reappeared behind them. The guy spun around and opened fire again. The entity dodged the streams, leading the guys through the bookstore. Try not to completely destroy the store, Egon shouted over the sound of the streams. Right after he made the statement, Ray aimed at the entity but missed, shattering a window out.
You guys, I feel like they're shooting splooge at them because it's like evil cancels out evil the same way that like if you spill red wine, you're supposed to put white wine on it and it'll take the stain out. So this is a splooge on splooge sort of like weapon.
Yeah. So if someone's pervy, you shoot him with
splooge.
Yeah.
So they're just covering the store in jizz.
They need to satisfy him is really just the goal here.
All the pages are stuck together.
Oh, boy. Okay, that wasn't the entire store, Ray yelled back, a sheepish grin on his face. The entity continued dodging the streams, leading them to the back room again. Finally, they had him cornered. Peter looked at the others. Okay, remember how I like a good Caesar salad? He winked at them. Yeah, those are good, Ray replied, smiling. Go, give him the old Caesar salad.
What does it mean?
Peter shouted. Croutons, right to the face.
Just because the jizz is sort of, it's white like a Caesar dressing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winston ran to the far left, Ray ran to the right, while Egon and Peter stood facing the entities head on. They each opened fire, streams coming towards the entity from all directions at the same time. That did it. Unable for the entity to dodge the streams from all directions at once, he was caught. Ray threw out the trap. Open it! Peter ordered. The ghost trap was open. The entity lowered inside, then the trap closed. The guys took a minute to catch their breath. Divide and conquer. Bold military move performed by Julius Caesar, Egon stated. Yeah, that code really works out well.
Just like we said.
The old Julius Caesar salad. Known for his love of croutons.
The guy was a parm freak.
A2 croute.
Also, do you think if they're like, let's give him the Julius Caesar, he'd be like, oh no, not the divide and conquer method.
No.
You know, like, do all ghosts know all, hey, I was there at that one.
Oh, joke's on you. I am Julius Caesar.
I'm just checking out.
Yeah, that code really works well, Pete, Winston said, giving Peter a high five. Peter smiled confidently. Yeah, I figured that guy had no idea what we were going to do. Something caught Ray's eye. He slowly walked over to a shiny gold object sticking out from underneath an overturned table in the room. What's this? He made his way over and picked it up. It felt heavy. Heavy.
What'd you say?
I said heavy.
With a B?
Yeah.
What does heavy feel like?
I don't know. I feel like a ghost just channeled something through me.
Yeah.
What you got, Tex? Peter asked. Egon and Winston joined them. Egon scanned it. It has a reading of a class 5. What is it? Some kind of crystal ball? Winston asked.
It's a jade egg for your
Oh, no. Allie, sit on it. Quick,
quick. There's only one way.
Ray handed it to Peter. I'm not sure. Feels like a bowling ball, though. Okay. Peter muttered as he took the object from Ray. Damn, it does feel like a bowling ball. Allie, call your ex-boyfriend.
See what he can do with this.
Have him bowl it out of here.
Remember when you said you called him a pro bowler and people listening thought you were dating a pro football player? No.
I wish it was that cool and not deeply embarrassing.
Like a Super Bowl winner.
I need to get this back to the lab. I'm not sure if this is the item the entity was looking for, but nevertheless, it needs to be studied, Egon replied. They headed to the front of the store. Mr. Sterling greeted them. Did you get it? Please say you did. We sure did. We kicked its ass, Peter shouted enthusiastically. Right before it kicked ours, Winston whispered to Ray. And not so whispery of a whisper. We apologize for the semi-destructed state of your store, Egon apologized. No need. As long as you caught that thing, Mr. Sterling replied happily. Wait here. He ran to the back of the store, returning shortly to where the guys were. For your services, he handed Peter a check.
Wow.
Thank you, Peter replied, kissing the paper check before placing it in his pocket. We also found this item, Ray said, holding up the golden ball. I'd like to run tests on it back at our lab, if you don't mind, Egon asked. Sure, I've had this thing here for the past 2 years. Some kid brought it in to sell it to me. As I'm sure you've noticed, I keep the more mature items in the back room. That's where the more experienced occult members go when they need materials for their studies. I have no use for it. Ray smiled happily as he made his way back to the Ecto-1.
It's a magic eight ball. This is the serious occult, guys.
There's the gold version, the anniversary edition.
And it's like, should I cast a spell? Yeah. Outlook good. And you're like, ooh, dark arts.
Originally founded as seventh grade sleepover. The guys packed up their gear and headed back to the firehouse. Janine looked up as Ecto pulled in. She was relieved to see everyone was back in one piece. How'd it go, guys? Really well, Ray shouted. We got the ghost and an artifact. He held up the golden sphere to show her. She walked up to it, touching it. Wow, it's smooth and very shiny. She looked at it more closely. Is it heavy? Yeah, so you better be careful. If you couldn't lift those boxes earlier, you sure as hell can't lift that, Peter mocked her. Oh, I don't like the overt misogyny happening in this story right now.
Weird.
She just glared at him as he walked past her with the smoking ghost trap. Pete's right, Janine, Ray agreed. It's very heavy. He headed up to the lab. She turned her attention to Egon. Guess you'll be studying that ball now, huh? She asked, batting her eyelashes at him. He blushed and pulled up his collar. Oh, popped his collar. Wow. Double popped. Yes, it does register as a class 5. It obviously holds a source of power. We just don't know what. She lightly ran her fingertips up and down his forearm. Ooh, you sound so sexy when you're determined, she purred. Winston smiled and shook his head, and he made his way upstairs, leaving Janine to her flirting with Egon. The end of this episode.
Wow.
Wow. I'm just so excited that there were books. We love books so much.
We love books. Okay, shall we bust? When the episode ends, check your underpants. How high is your PK?
Oh, right.
How pervy is your PK?
Is your PKE pervy or not? Well, is your PKE reading high, right? And then we can just say if it's high or low.
Or not. Yeah, that's right.
Or low. We'll work on it. This is an improvised podcast.
Let me say, if the PKE scale is to 6.9, I am a 6.9 to start this season.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And optimistic.
I am too. I'm very excited, especially now that every time that they try to shoot at the ghost, I'm picturing splooge. So that's already the PKE, mm-hmm. the splooge, the flirting between Janine and Egon, the dates, the hot cars, the cool books. It's got it all.
Totally. Yeah. My reading is
purring.
That was very high. I am so excited to be in this world. I feel like, you know, we do our best stories when there's that like element of magic or paranormal. And so just to have that with Ghostbusters, I love this writing, love Busters. Just so fun to hear their dialogue, kind of like, you know, their quips at each other and their Ray whispered under his breath. And also they're like heckin' good at capturing ghosts. So
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, that was like under 15 minutes. They caught the ghost. That's efficient.
Caught the ghost, bought a book, got an artifact, got out of there just in time for the date.
That's a quickie bust right there.
Yeah. Well, buckle up in your Ecto One. We've got quite the journey ahead. And yeah, see you next week.
So excited.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
For an extra dose of bonkers entertainment, join our Patreon where you can access hundreds of hours of unreleased content and bonus episodes featuring your favorite fandoms, plus the ones we'd never dare to read on the pod. Head to patreon.com/fangasm to get in on the action.
For a regular hookup, make sure to subscribe to the show everywhere you listen. And if we've left you satisfied, ew, leave a 5-star review or higher.
For updates, merch, or to submit a story, visit fangasmpodcast.com. And thanks to thousands of other listeners, the fun never sleeps over on our private Facebook group, The Fanny Pack. Click the link in the show notes to join. Once you're in, check out the 20-plus listener-led groups that cover everything from pets to pot to pen pals.